Good evening. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Bathsheba Monk, and I'm thrilled to welcome four guests to the studio tonight to talk and squawk about the upcoming Toulouse-Lautrec and His World exhibit at the Allentown Art Museum and the events surrounding this wonderful exhibition. Tonight's guests are Diane Fisher, Chief Curator at the Allentown Art Museum and the person responsible for bringing the show to Allentown, Dr. Lisa Norris, Professor of Fine Arts at Kutztown University, who writes extensively about music and art, specifically European music and art, and who will be giving a talk about Toulouse-Lautrec and his muse at the museum in June. And we also have Anne Elizabeth Schlegel and Sharon Vidmore McCarthy, who are responsible for the new tradition in Allentown, the Allentown Art Squawk. Sharon, as many of you know, is a writer and the principal of Surge Communications, and Anne is a painter who has studied and exhibited her work in France. I don't think there have been so many Francophiles in one room in America since the Revolutionary War. So welcome to the Art Salon, ladies.
Thank you.
First of all, Diane, tell us about the exhibit. This is so exciting. What's included and how did you get this to come to Allentown?
Oh my goodness, we have about 150 original works by Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, and that includes 9 huge posters and other works on paper, lithographs, drawings, books, and then we have some peripheral material as well, such as photographs and antique furniture, and it's we're just really trying to get the whole
So how did you, what was the connection? How did you find out about, was this like one collection or?
It is one collection. It is originated from the Heraklodon Museum in Athens, Greece, and it's the collection of Paul Firos and Belinda, his wife. And she was the one who was the real Toulouse-Lautrec aficionado and really got the collection started. And when we saw this exhibition, we just knew it was for us.
So you saw it in Greece?
No, we didn't see it Greece. We saw it advertised.
Oh, I see. So you thought
on
we
their
have
website,
to have this.
And we just really stood out for us. And what we try to do is a combination of in-house exhibitions, mm-hmm. and then that we could be more creative with in our own self and relate to the community. But we also have prepackaged ones such as this that are international in scope and bring to the Lehigh Valley something very, very special.
Mm-hmm. So when you have shows of Impressionists and Post-Impressionists, I always think Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
So is this part of the museum's like push maybe to get more people to walk
in
the doors?
Oh, yes, we want people to get excited, and we want people to come in. So this is really what we're looking for.
So this is going to fulfill that mission,
mm-hmm.
right? So
right, there were major crowds at the New Britain, Connecticut Museum, which was the first American venue. This exhibit traveled in Europe first.
Oh, I see.
And now it's come to America.
Oh, okay. So what stop is this?
This is stop number 2. It's the last stop on the East Coast before it goes to Flint, Michigan. So,
cool. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the events that are going to happen at the...
Okay, well, we have on June 1st, Saturday night from 6 to 8, our preview party. And we have 2 cabaret performances, Parisian swing waltz-style music, and jazz music, French-inspired hors d'oeuvres, and
wow, that alone
wine.
Is worth going to.
So that's good. And then on June 7th through August 30th, every Friday in the summer, we have what are called French Fridays, which
right.
I thought was an inspired kind of theme. And our educators will give professional tours of the exhibition at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then on July 14th, that you know
Bastille
is Bastille Day,
Day
of course. We have Christine Javiscos from the Jane Voorhees-Zimmerling Museum. She's a curator, and she's going to speak on the technology of lithography, and that's the medium that Lautrec is very famous for and revolutionized.
Oh, I see. Well, that's what I want to ask both you and Diane and Lisa is he sort of bridged the fine arts and illustration. So
mm-hmm.
can either of you talk about that a little bit? Like, was he the first that did that? Or
I think that he was a rule breaker, you know, coming from an aristocratic family, and then he would make images on everything from cardboard to muslin to
As he was sitting in the cafes? Or the
yes, yes. And then to do works on paper. He designed menus. He designed illustrations or art for sheet music. And I think he was such an iconoclast that way. I mean, he was really kind of breaking barriers all over the place. And I think that's one of the things that people love about him.
Yeah. Right. He didn't care that, you know, that he wasn't just doing oil painting. He right. made no distinction between the media. And at the time, that was a revolutionary. That,
yeah. Well, what I found kind of revolutionary about him, I mean, in 2013, it's kind of hard to look back and think that this was kind of shocking, this world that he was in. It was mm-hmm. like prostitutes and the demi-monde. It was all the... So how did he... And he was an aristocrat, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did he get involved in this world anyway, much less start painting it?
I think if you want a frame of reference, and this isn't professional, this maybe comes from personal obsession, but think Downton Abbey and all of that ritual, living by ritual, and the world of Montmartre and the Moulin Rouge and all of those places that Toulouse-Lautrec loved is the opposite of that. It was chaos, it was carnival, it was raucous and rowdy and unpredictable. Don't you think, mm-hmm. Diane?
Oh, definitely.
So that was the most fun you could have in Paris at that time.
Oh, definitely.
I think so.
That was the neighborhood.
That was the neighborhood. But that was shocking, though, because nobody was painting that part of life, or were they?
Renoir did, but was very nice. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
everybody was happy, and there's mild flirtation going on and that sort of thing, and Lautrec's going into the brothels, you know, and...
So do you think that's part of his appeal? Like, what do you think his appeal is?
Oh, I think so.
I think so, too. And I think the fact that he suffered from a genetic disorder, so he was obviously malformed. He was, I think, only about 4 feet, 1 inch.
No, I think it was... Just under 5 feet.
Just under five? Okay. I looked it up, too, and I'm remembering incorrectly. But his torso was of normal size, but
right.
his legs were child size.
Right. Plus, he broke both of his legs.
Right.
In two different horse accidents. And he had to walk with a cane.
So he was an outsider. He really saw himself as an outsider.
Yes.
Right, but he always got money from his mother in particular.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to worry about money, unlike a lot of the other artists.
Mm-hmm.
But he could associate with every class.
Yeah, I think he was very close with prostitutes as well as fellow aristocrats. He kind of spanned the spectrum.
Right, and he was friends with Van Gogh.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody was friends with Van Gogh.
There's a really wonderful... I think it's a painting that Lautrec did of Van Gogh in a studio that they were both in while they were students. And the thing that I love about Lautrec is the way he captures movement, the way people move, like nobody I know.
Yeah, they look like they're dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or there's just the nuances.
Action.
And this portrait of Van Gogh, he looks like he's vibrating. Like, right, that has that intensity.
And we think we have a Van Gogh portrait in here. I'll show it to you.
Oh, I can't wait.
We want to verify.
So what you have a lot of artifacts in this exhibit. What kind of things to show us the context of the times?
Well, we have oriental rugs throughout, which gives it sort of a salon kind of feeling. We have antique furniture, a lot of Art Nouveau, not a lot, but we have some Art Nouveau pieces and photographs and...
Of
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Oh, really?
We have a huge photo mural of Le Moulin Rouge. So, you know, we're trying to get the atmosphere in there.
Yeah. Was there a big Japanese influence on these
Oh, definitely.
Because
yeah.
it looks kind of Asian or something.
Right. And in fact, we do have we're putting up a Japanese print exhibition in our decorative arts corridor.
Perfect.
That really shows a lot of the influence.
That's great.
With design that he and Edgar Degas had.
Mm-hmm. So, Nalisa, you're having a talk on when?
On June 9th.
At the museum.
Yes.
And what's it about?
It's about trying to situate Lautrec in his environment of the Belle Epoque. And, you know, what does that mean? And what was Paris, something of what Paris was like and how it shows up in the art of Lautrec.
And what's the Belle Epoque for
it's,
people?
It's a period of time from around 1880, and most people bring it up to 1914, mm-hmm. With the outbreak of World War One, and it was a very exuberant age. I think the French had the Franco-Prussian War in 1870, and then a short civil war, and I think that maybe the Belle Epoque emerges out of France kind of recovering and then thriving, mm-hmm. and so it's a very exuberant age, like I said, and. One where I think they're kind of throwing off the constraints of Victorian or bourgeois propriety. Mm-hmm. And all these new forms of entertainment, these new venues like the Moulin Rouge, where different classes are mixing and all kinds of spectacles are going on and department stores are becoming more commonplace.
Right. And world's fairs.
Yes, absolutely.
World's fairs, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the World's Fair actually was of 1889. That's the same year that the Moulin Rouge opened. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, example of how crazy this all is, for the expo, they had built this giant structure, several stories high, of a giant elephant. And if your listeners saw the Moulin Rouge, they did use the elephant.
And we did, yes.
In the film. But it was actually used inside. It was hollow, and it was a dance and performance space. Primarily for exotic or Moorish dances. So that was going on, as well as the Moulin Rouge itself, which I wish I knew the dimensions of the performance space, as well as where the customers would come. But it's been referred to as immense. So I always think of it as small. Like when I look at Lautrec's images of the Moulin Rouge, it seems small and personal to me. But I think that's maybe because the performers would dance in and among the customers. They weren't at
on a stage, yeah.
No, and people would clear away when they did their can-cans and that sort of thing, but the dancers would also come up, from what I understand, and can-can right in front of the gentlemen, which is pretty racy.
Mm-hmm. It is racy, although they wear bloomers, so I don't know.
Right, and they actually, didn't they like have to cover the undersides of their... skirts, I think. So it
yes.
really wasn't as racy, but for the time it was.
For the time,
definitely.
Yeah. It would be like
time.
Us doing the can-can right here, right?
Yeah, well, if you saw the photos of the dancers, their costumes don't look nearly as risque as you know, I don't know, Vegas performers today or something like that. But for the time, they were. And I know one of them did her dance, you know, had her bodice quite mm-hmm. low cut.
So that was... Yeah.
And she wore filmy clothing. That was La Goulou. Mm-hmm. She was the raciest of them.
So now the movies that I've seen about this have been, Toulouse-Lautrec with Mel Ferrer, I guess.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
I saw it on Netflix. Okay, I wasn't there for that one. So is that like, would you call that accurate or not?
I confess I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. He seemed kind of like... upset all the time. But you don't get that from his art. I mean, I don't see that in his art at all. He mm-hmm. seems exuberant, like you say, and
I think there is another side though too. I think that he's sensitive to the performers when they're not performing. And sometimes they look exhausted or fragile or something like that. There's a couple
very
of images of Jane Avril. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think there's that side as well.
So this is very exciting. I'm mm-hmm. so glad that this is coming to the Valley. And so where does it, you say it goes to Flint, Michigan after mm-hmm. this, but it's here for the whole summer. So
right.
we have it till September 1st. And if people want to know more about what's happening with
they
this.
They should go to our website.
Which is?
www.allentownartmuseum.org.
Okay, that's pretty simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's event is listed on there. Your talk is listed on there
mm-hmm.
as well.
It sure is.
Okay, well, we're really looking forward to that. We're going to take a short break here, tell people who we are. So thank you, ladies, for coming to the studio.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Arts Academy Charter School, located in Salisbury Township, announcing its second annual Celebration of the Arts event Friday, May 31st, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Da Vinci Center in Allentown. The celebration will afford supporters, parents, and friends of the arts the chance to view the school's young artists, meet board members, faculty, and staff, and listen to the sounds of staff and student musicians, food prepared by Maison Blanc Catering. For more information and tickets, 610-351-0234.
Hi, so welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bathsheba Monk. We're talking to, in this half, we're talking to Sharon Vidmar McCarthy and Anne Elizabeth Schlegel about Toulouse Lautrec and His World, an exhibition which is coming to the Allentown Art Museum on June 2nd. And lots of activities are shooting up around this exhibit, and one of the most fun that I've heard of is the Allentown Art Squawk, which is already an Allentown tradition. So who wants to tell me what an art squawk is first?
Well, an art squawk is an arts walk, and we have approximately 12 galleries and artist studios opening, also with the Baum School of Art and the Allentown Art Museum. So people can come to Allentown as their destination on June 2nd from 12 till 5 and visit all of these studios, some that have a focus on the Toulouse-Lautrec exhibition itself.
Okay, so an art squawk is really like an art walk with open studios and fun things happening. Okay.
Yeah, our logo and our mascot, I guess we should say, which Anne designed, is a magpie, Murray the Magpie.
I love it, by the way. Yeah.
He's squawking. Yeah, it's a very colorful poster. Everybody will look around for it.
And they should
go
on Facebook and like it, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
absolutely.
It's beautiful.
It's
yes.
Facebook.com/AllentownArtsSquawk.
Well, I looked up the word squawk, and they associated the word squawk with magpie, and I thought, that's very Allentown, I think, to having a mascot that's a magpie.
Why is that? Because it is.
Because it's quirky and fun, and not just the normal animal. It's an artsy, fun squawking about art.
Yeah. So now these galleries that are going to be open, some people might be surprised that there are 12 galleries in town. So why don't you tell us about some of those specifically that we're going to be open?
Well, our gallery is Studio 606, which is the former Solomon Jewelry Store. Very beautiful. And that's a great destination.
Ah,
it's wonderful. And then we also have the Antonio Salemi Foundation on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And they have
Wait a second. Let's go back to Studio 606. What's going to be on display there?
Well, our window is going to be the Moulin Rouge.
Very cool.
With a tablecloth from Paris. Actually, it says Paris. It was really from Italy. And and I did some paintings of the posters of Toulouse-Lautrec, and Sharon and I collaborate on how we want our window to look. And it's very welcoming and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside, we are going to, should I touch on entertainment?
Please.
Okay. We are having official can-can dancers and a French accordion player.
Oh, tell us that.
And women in corsets.
Oh, so you've hit all the hot spots.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. We have students from the Nardi School of Dance in Easton, and they're going to be actually doing the can-can. These are senior students who are going to dance around 12:30, 1 o'clock, I guess, they're going to be coming. Right?
We think they're going to be there from 12:30 to about 2:30.
Right.
Okay. And maybe on loan to the Allentown Art Museum if we can make that happen. I hope so. Because
it would
be fun
wonderful.
For them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they have official can-can outfits, and their choreographer, hold on, let me just give her a little plug. Is
oh my gosh! And where would you ever find out about how to choreograph a can-can dance?
It must be one of the types of dance that they decided to study, which is fantastic.
It's Carol Sarek, and she is the coordinator, and she also is a choreographer. And they're going to be doing the can-can by Offenbach, so at 6:06.
Yeah,
and probably several times. I hope
we hope
several
so. Times, yeah. Get other people to get up and join them. We're hoping too.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, well,
you first.
Okay.
And who's the accordion player?
It's Dallas Vitti, mm-hmm. and he is very well known. He's New York-based, but he is an accordionist who specializes in Parisian swing waltz style. Also,
Whoa.
He does a little bit of that gypsy jazz.
And the musette. And he also is part of the Hot Bijou with his fiancée. She's the singer, and he is the accordion.
Well, that's a very hot group.
It's he's incredible.
We're so excited that he's coming.
Very happy about that.
And a good friend of ours who owns the Goodbye Girls, which is a boutique on the west side of Allentown, she's actually providing models who are going to be wearing corsets from the time period and beautiful lace skirts and stockings, and they'll be coming through as well and greeting our visitors.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's all on June 2nd.
That's just us, but there are other venues that are also doing great things.
Okay, so tell us some more about those.
Well, like I did mention, the Joie de Vivre exhibition mm-hmm. is sculptures and drawings by Carol Michalos, and that's at the Antoni Salemi Foundation, which is really going to be fabulous. He's a great sculptor. And
that's upstairs?
It's on the second floor. There is elevator access from the back of the building and stair access from the front.
Okay.
That's 542 West Hamilton, just down the street from 606.
Okay. And
a new participant is the Grace Episcopal Church, and they are presenting Icons, A Brush with God. They have an artist doing iconic religious and spiritual-based paintings. Very beautiful.
Where's Grace Episcopal?
Oh, I'm sorry. That is
108 North 5th Street.
Directly across from the entrance of Baum School.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's that beautiful church. It's right across Linden Street.
Incredible window.
And then we have, the Allentown Art Walks is right adjacent to the Allentown Brew Works. The Allentown Art Walks is part of the Burrito restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And they're featuring the opening reception for an exhibition called Ode to Water. It's all local artists, and they're going to approach the subject of water from different perspectives. And as water is an element of life, an object of beauty. So it should be a very nice opening showcasing some local artists there.
Mm-hmm. And then Archetype Gallery, which is on 22 South 8th Street, will be Photographies d'un jour, photographs of the day, and French photographs. Black and white, probably, I would imagine.
Okay,
Edouard Nowak.
And he's French, I take it.
I think that day we are all French.
French.
yes.
So, and then we have other various, there's going to be 20 local artists and craftspeople at TMD Gallery. And, of course, Baum School of Art will have some type of surprise hands-on activity. And we also have Deli Plaza 2, Expression Studios.
Wait, did you say Deli Plaza? Was that food?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What about food?
Well, it's Mike and Mohammed, and Mohammed is also a painter, so they're very happy to always be part of the Art Squawk.
They have oil paintings hung inside the deli, so you can go there anytime
and
see them.
And their food is wonderful and fresh. Yeah. Very good.
They're across from the PPL building.
Okay. And then we have Happy Art Studio, that's on 8th Street. The Mansion also is on 8th Street. Street Theater Alliance is our friend Yodi, who has created actually the puppetry for Murray the Magpie and Maggie, his girlfriend. So they will be walking up and down visiting the art studios and galleries.
Oh, in their French attire this time,
yes,
right?
Yes. And do we remember?
I think we got
and Condra, yes. Okay, Condra Studios also.
This is our third Art Squawk. It premiered back in November, and then we had a spring Art Squawk at the end
the
of
Easter
April.
Bonnet.
Yes.
The Easter Bonnet contest.
Well attended.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because it really does bring people together to support downtown Allentown. You know, when you look at communities in transition, community economic development is always led by the arts in every city you look at. And so we're really proud to be part of that and bringing people back downtown and seeing all the amazing reconstruction and construction that's going on.
I know, it's amazing. I'm so happy.
Four huge cranes today.
It is amazing. And then I went to the gala at the Allentown Art Museum honoring Jim Musselman, and the director was speaking, and she said how they were so happy that at the last big opening, which was their family-friendly day, which was the same day as Art Squawk, they had over 700 people come into the Allentown Art Museum. And I thought maybe a little bit of that was also because of Art Squawk. So it was very happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was great for me, that this can be such a good influence on all the galleries and the artists and hopefully Allentown Art Museum and Baum School and Community Music School, Symphony Hall.
If I could add one more item, everything is free on the Art Squawk. We don't charge any admission.
Great.
However, this Art Squawk, we thought it would be fun. We always try to designate a charity. So for this particular Art Squawk, we're calling it the Can Collection. So we're collecting canned food goods for the Episcopal Church's soup kitchen right there on 5th Street. So
they can just bring it right there.
So they just bring
it to any location.
Of
the, any location. I think they serve like 12,000 people in the downtown area, people who are in need.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So bring your can and do the can-can.
Yeah, you can do the can-can, and we're going to hope to see you there. So tell us again where we can read more about Art Squawk and your art, too, Anne. Where can we find out about that?
Well, my website, annelizabethschlegel.com, and you certainly are welcome to come to 606 Hamilton Street, West Hamilton Street. Visit us there.
Didn't I see your stuff, though, at... Pistachios.
Pistachio Bar and Grill. I have the Cocktail People, Mr. Martini, the Adult Beverage Series. And sadly, I had all my paintings also at Yule's Oyster House.
Oh.
So I lost 15 paintings in the Yule's.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. I love that place.
Yeah.
And so now we just begin again.
Well, good for you.
Thank
you. Have a lot of enthusiasm. You're doing a lot for the arts in Allentown.
It's good to have a purpose. I need the purpose.
You need the purpose.
I do. So I think I found our special purpose.
So this is great. So thank you. And Surge Communications, where can they find out about what you're doing?
We can go on Facebook.
And Facebook and like you there.
Facebook.com, SurgeCom.
Okay, and like you there.
And like me there.
Okay,
thank
we're
going
to love you guys there.
Oh,
okay,
that's
thank
great.
You.
And there's also on Sunday free parking. And I was speaking with Anne Vaughn today, and she said also feel free to park in their parking lot behind City Center One, which in case there's no parking on the street, in case it's that crowded, that well, they will also offer their parking
I'm
lot.
Sure it will be. This is that sounds like a very exciting
yes.
squawk this year. So thank you, Sharon, for coming, and thank you, Anne, for
thank
coming.
Thank you so much.